January is the first month of the year, and for the next 25 days, as we write the date, it will begin with the number one. Today, we begin a monthly series looking at the numbers of the months of the year, starting with one. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Edmund Harris, a professor in the math department at the University of Arkansas, who strives to make math accessible to everyone. Counting is the most accessible thing, and to count, one must begin with one.
Maybe a good place to think about is, well, what is one? I asked my wife, and she said that she should be one, my one. So yeah. That's one way to do it. But and in mathematics, we have two different ways of creating one,
okay,
or using one. To deal with a system. The first is to deal with actually numbers as a completely formal system. So you have a set of rules. You have the number one, and you say one is a number, and you say every number has a successor, the plus one.
Right, and we're counting again.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then no number has one as its successor. That's an interesting rule. That means you can't go into a loop.
It's not infinite.
Well, this means that it's what we call a potential infinity.
Okay.
It can keep going. You can always add one. You don't necessarily get to infinity, but there's always sort of more to add in. But this actual construction of the numbers forgets about anything else other than the formal sense of number. It was first thought about in late 19th century. So it's only then when we start to get this way of thinking about numbers.
Which is fairly recent.
Yeah. So up until that point, numbers were really thought about as coming from reality in some way. The other philosophical way to think about one is the sort of concept of oneness. The collection of all collections with one object in them.
Right. You're one with it all.
This is looking at lots of separate collections with one object. And when you pull those all together, you pull all the ones into one.
Okay.
So the ones are one with it all. Then that is a way of thinking about one. These are really tricky ideas.
It is tricky.
And clearly, you know, we were talking about the 19th century. This is not how we dealt with number. We used number for a long time before we had these concepts. So in one sense, they're foundational. They're the building blocks on which we put stuff. On the other hand, you can build numbers without these foundations.
Well, I have a question about where I'm going back in time, way before the 19th century, I believe. You know, the Roman numeral for one is the letter I.
Yeah, well, yes, we had an older systems. Mm-hmm. I mean, one way to think about it, we use numbers as an adjective. Instead of having to deal with an object, which is one, we just have an object. We have one sheep. So there's a change there. A sheep is also one sheep. And then we have a sheep and another sheep, and we might call that one sheep. A sheep, another sheep, a third sheep. That's one sheep, one sheep, one sheep. Obviously, we would normally say two and three rather than one, one, and one, one, one. But you would mention Roman numerals.
Right, so then that's, yeah.
Think about how those go. You write a one as an I, or just for the capital version, you have just a line. Two is two lines. But think about the Arabic numerals, our normal numbers. When you write a two, you can think of that as two lines horizontally, and you just haven't taken your pen off the paper.
Mm-hmm.
When you write a three, that's three lines horizontally, and again, you haven't taken your pen off the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Our system of writing numbers really are one, 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 one. I mean, Roman numerals go on even a little bit further. We have a system that just keeps on like that, the system of tallying. That's just counting with one.
Just hash marks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can use one to get to all these numbers, and the earlier systems of numbers that were really still clearly there in the systems we use today are just putting ones together.
Oh, what about when we multiply something by one? I mean, we get the same number. Five times one is five.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this is again where we get to the quite, you know, this is a recognized later as a very sophisticated mathematical property. So in addition, you have zero. If you add zero, nothing happens.
Five times zero, zero.
Yeah. Well, that's multiplication
right,
again.
Right, okay. Five plus zero.
But yeah, if five plus zero,
you get zero.
Is five.
No.
You're not paying.
I'm trying to pay attention. I just confused myself.
Well, yeah, this is the classic problem in mathematics.
Oh, like I confused myself.
You make a slight change. Mm-hmm. If you look at a plus sign and a multiply sign, it's just a plus rather than x.
Right. So, it's just turned on its side.
So 5 plus 0 is still 5. Mm-hmm. 5 times 1 is still 5. So in the case of addition, when you're adding things, adding 0 doesn't change anything. If you have 5 cows and then you add no cows, you still have 5 cows. But when you multiply, well, if I have no collections of 5 cows, I have no cows. That gets back to the 5 times 0 that you mentioned. If I have one collection of 5 cows, that's just the same thing as having 5 cows. It's sort of, I said earlier that we had a sheep. It's a slightly different thing from one sheep. The same thing when we do multiplication. One collection of 5 cows is the same as 5 cows. And so mathematically, again, really only in the 19th century, we recognized that 1 and 0 played these very related roles, whereas 1 played the role for multiplication, 0 played the role for addition.
I see. 1 and 0 are then not one in the same, but they're similar.
They're related in this way,
yeah. Late 1800s, that's 120, 130 years ago, not that long ago. Is there anywhere the number 1 can continue to go?
Well, one way that we continue to use it is by creating new units. You can't naturally do anything with distance in the number 1. You have to create a unit. You might use a foot or a meter.
Mile.
Yeah. You can create all these different units for it, and then you can start counting. But you have to create a 1. So every time you get a new unit, and this is an ancient process, but we're still creating new units to measure different things.
Well, you can't have 20 miles unless you first had 1 mile.
Yeah. You can do distance, time, coffee. I mean, everyone knows that the natural unit for coffee is the cup.
Edmund Harris is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He will return to talk about the number 2 in February. Until then, he welcomes your thoughts, mathematical or personal, on the number 2. You can email them to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.